If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to The Finance Show here on tiptb.co.uk. It's Wednesday, the 4th of January, and I'm joined by esteemed guest who came in at the last minute, Richard Perry, senior analyst at Hantech Markets. How are you today, Richard?
Yes, very well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You said you know you don't talk about individual stocks, but it is it's good to crack a smile at the fortunes of Next. Down 11%. I'm particularly pleased because I called the shares down yesterday, which I managed to fluke that. The other points maybe for discussion or not discussion. Ford scrapping its new plant in Mexico. Clearly, they didn't want to have the challenge of pole vaulting over the wall that Mr. Trump was going to build any day now. German inflation highest in 3 years on fuel prices in December. And then another question from our team. Japan seems to be able to resist the rise of populism. Any views on how it's managed to achieve that, apart from not having anybody who's not Japanese in the country? And then OPEC, the non-compliance fiasco begins with the Iraqis accusing the Kurds of pumping more than permitted. What a surprise.
Well, it starts here, doesn't it, I suppose.
Anything there that you would like to comment on?
Well, I mean, obviously the Trump and Ford building the plant in Missouri, I think it was, St. Louis. It's interesting because obviously that was going to be the case that obviously if Trump can get in the ear of these big companies and try and persuade them to pull back production elsewhere and sort of bring it back home, I think that is probably the start of things to come in the States, maybe, as these companies just look at the regulations that Trump's going to bring in. Obviously, the threat of higher taxes on foreign production as well. I think these are all factors that are going to start to make production more domestic in the States again. And obviously, that will help US growth to a certain extent. And I think it seems to be the positive thing that we're going to get from Trump at the moment.
He's made it look all so easy. For the last 30 years, you've had rust belts developing and the blue-collar workers getting hit all over the place in the UK, Europe, everywhere else, because you know you've got
It's the rise of automation as well. Automation, which has driven some of that move as well of the jobs being lost from the blue-collar sector. So that is an aspect that isn't always focused on, but certainly needs to be taken into consideration.
But all that pain could have been avoided. I mean, all that the discontent and things like that from the 70s, 80s, when everything got outsourced to the back of beyond, didn't have to happen. The president, the prime minister just had to say, don't go away or stay here.
Certainly if they're going to get tax breaks anyway, certainly, yeah.
Well, a carrot and stick and everything. Well, let's go on to the slides of the day anyway. The most popular in businesses and finance, we just covered this, as Trump threatens GM, Ford cancels plan to build a new Mexican plant, and then FTSE bosses have already, they've finished for the year, really, haven't they?
Wow,
we were just trying to get started, but they've already earned the average yearly wage just a couple of days into the new year. And obviously, nobody's going to do anything about it at all, are they?
Well, it was a big story towards the end, well, towards last year. Obviously, with the rise of populism, it's going to remain an issue, I think, that activists are going to keep sort of going at the politicians to try and do something about. And obviously, in terms of the shareholders, there's going to be added pressure on these ones. And I know that always WPP seems to be one of the big ones that gets focused on there.
But he's actually the only person, Sir Martin, is actually the only person who probably deserves the payout.
I know, he always sort of argues his corner very strongly because he found business basically was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, he found it, but many other companies just have bean counters turning up and getting $2 or $3 million a year. I think the worst one is the RBS CEO, Mr. McEwen, with his 2.8 or 3.1 million for losing money. I mean, I could do that as well.
Yeah, I think the argument with RBS is always that they need the strong candidates to try and turn the business around. But
I am a strong candidate. I can turn the business around.
I'm not saying you're not.
And I could also do the thing which they always do, which is, you know, you spend 2 or 3 years there, don't turn the business around and walk away,
and
a nice pension pot and £9 or £10 million. But we can discuss that at a later date. Next slide, please. From Nicole Elliott, who's a trader at the Investors Chronicle. This week's meeting with central bank governors and heads of supervision, known as GHOS, postponed the implementation of capital rules for commercial banks. This means they're unlikely to be introduced until after Donald Trump takes office, where he has said he wants to make life easier for US banks. ECB head Mario Draghi said completing Basel III is an important step towards restoring confidence in banks' risk-weighted capital ratios, and we will remain committed to that goal. How that ties in with the recent Italian bank bailout and Monte dei Paschi and all that stuff, nobody knows. But presumably by the time we get to Basel 18 or 20 or however many balls there's going to be, things will be sorted out.
You'd think so.
Next up, we've got the sentiment with Amanda Clients, which is always interesting, either as a contrarian indicator or however you want to use it. Interesting there, I think, probably at the moment, the Aussie dollar. A lot of interest, a lot of bullishness there.
Well, I saw Aussie dollar breaking out this morning, which was interesting.
So that what's key there is that normally, or let's say, alas, there's a tendency of this being a contrarian situation. But I'm actually on that one. That looks like a pretty good idea, actually, being long of the Aussie dollar.
Well, it seems to be at the moment that obviously the commodity currencies have started pretty well in the new year. So it'll be interesting to see if that one continues. But I still think Aussie and Kiwi are both set for downside moves. I think they're just consolidating the break that they had, and they might pull back to the big necklines of these big 6-month top patterns that they've got in place. But I think Aussie and Kiwi ultimately will be going lower.
Right, and on the other side of the table, dollar yen, which doesn't really look like it's going down. They're a bit bearish on that, as they are on euro sterling, which maybe is a bit more intuitive.
That's an incredible stat, I think, the dollar yen one. You'd think that with the fact that the interest rate differentials are so skewed towards the dollar moving higher against the yen, I think that's a really surprising stat there.
Okay, let's move along to today's economic calendar. Eurozone Consumer Price Index, ADP employment change in the US. The FOMC minutes, probably the biggest event of the day, and then the API weekly crude oil inventory report. Any comments on the FOMC, or is it just wait?
Yeah, obviously we'd want to see more details in terms of, obviously, the move to raise interest rates, but again, also in terms of the hawkish move on the dot plot, so I think that will be the interesting takeaway from that FOMC meeting minutes tonight.
Okay. Next up, we've got a trade of the day, TIP TV trade of the day, sell around 900 pence on United Utilities, topping pattern on the monthly chart, along with a bearish MACD suggests potential for a correction. Objective 850 and stops above 925. Not sure whether I would go for that, but I suppose looks like the 50 month moving average is there at 850, so I suppose the shares could fall back towards that area.
It's very much a long-term play, though, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yes. Next, we're going for euro-dollar, where, as you've just seen, the punters are long, but the technicals here, as far as TIP TV is concerned, buy above 105.26, objective 107.10, stops below 104.27. Not sure whether you would agree with that one.
Wow. I mean, it's rallied slightly today. I can't see it rallying too hard. I think there's a big resistance around 105 area, 104.90 to 105 that I've seen on the near-term technicals. I think any rallies you get on euro dollar at the moment are likely to be sold into, because I just see that the dollar is going to continue on this strength running that it's got at the moment. This little pullback that we've seen on the dollar today, driven by to a certain extent, the yields being treasury yields being a little bit subdued, and if they pull back the treasury yields, then you could see the dollar correcting, and that would pull euro dollar higher. But I wouldn't be going long of euro dollar at all. I'm very much going towards a likelihood of a parity move in the coming weeks.
So is that just an interest rate outlook? As much
yeah, I just see that the fact that the political risk in eurozone is heavy as well.
Horrific is probably what it is.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, yeah, you've got some relative improvement in the economic fundamentals there, but I think the political risk is a real issue in the eurozone, certainly in front of the French election, and that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a question I asked Mr. Buick, David Buick, yesterday, was do you think that the economy could save the eurozone project? I mean, a rise in the economy, improvement.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the inflation stats today, and you're likely to see headline inflation picking up to 1%, but the core inflation is not really picking up, and that is the real issue that Draghi would be looking at. Obviously, headline inflation looks at the oil price, which is sort of beginning to pick up, so that is sort of filtering through there. But the core data is not really moving too much. And you've got the unemployment data that also remains stubbornly high. So that is a real issue that Draghi will and the governing council will continue to look at, I think, and remain dovish on.
Okay, let's go to the broker recommendations, which I picked out. Always a fan of Deutsche Bank, more in comedy rather than anything else, because the way they are these days. But there was this the Garden Village thing going on, and a bit more house building, very token efforts by the government to pretend they want to raise the amount of housing stock so that things get more affordable.
Yeah, I mean, there was a pickup in the construction PMI today that was based on the improvement in some house building, so that was possibly an interesting move.
Yeah, so we've got these. The other thing with Barclays Group, you've actually got a downgrade on the target there from Deutsche Bank, which slightly ominous. We also had that Bovis warning as well at the end of last month, which seemed to be a little bit concerning. And then finally, Smith and Nephew, old favourite of mine as far as being a bid candidate. It doesn't really happen this time, but the shares have actually improved of late, so maybe with the cheaper pound, that might start coming into focus. On that note, though, Richard Perry, Senior Analyst at Hantech Markets, thanks for opening the TipDB Finance Show for us today.
Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,